We're right here in the AM studio. And joining us in the studio this morning is the Executive Director, Lauren Burgess, from the Lorain County Office on Aging. Good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And you're in today because next week on Thursday is the, along with the folks from the Lorain Public Health, you've got the annual Senior Fest taking place.
Yes, we do.
Now, this has, what, vendors, screenings? Talk about some of the things that you got planned for seniors that are coming out that day.
Well, we're going to have a lot of service providers that serve services to seniors. They're going to be there with their information, with their staff there. We're going to have a bunch of different screenings, hearing screenings, maybe some vision screenings, blood pressure, things of that nature. We are going to have Deborah Rose, who is going to do another concert for us. She has been with us for several years now. She's a lovely singer and also does her own music, so that'll be a really great thing for our seniors to see. And then we also have our guy that does the antique appraisals, and that is always a hit every year. We have a massive line of people. We always have to limit it to one item because everybody wants to get in there, see if their item that they just found in their house is worth something. So that's really cool. That's always a big hit with us.
What kind of things do you see in this line of items that people are bringing in?
I have seen people bring old records, small pieces of furniture, just whatever you can think of, little knickknacks. I've seen little knickknacks come through, so just all sorts of different stuff.
And he gives them kind of like the thumbs up, thumbs down as to whether this thing happens to have value or what the value, I guess, of something is, right?
Yeah, basically.
It's interesting because people always wonder what they have, and it's a unique thing, I guess, to have sort of at a senior fest like this, because we think about the vendors, the screenings, but this is kind of a different component for that, along with the entertainment.
Right. Lauren, obviously seniors should attend, but who else?
Family members that are looking for resources to help care for their mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandmas as they age. Other people that are just interested in maybe thinking about themselves in the future. You know, it's a good thing to think about. What am I going to do as I age? I mean, I think about that now at my age. You know, anybody that's interested in what is going to happen to me in 20 years, what is going to happen to me in 30 years, it's a good place to start.
Yesterday, we had a guest on talking about advanced care planning. Will that be part of your program?
I know that we have a few probate and elder law attorneys that will be there. So that is definitely something that there should be a resource as far as someone could find somebody to talk to about that.
What kind of demonstrations that you're going to have? I see it says here health screenings, demonstrations as well. Do you know of anything that people will be doing there?
I think that's mostly like the antique appraisal and also more of like the screenings and things like that.
Okay. When they come in for the screenings, do they sign up ahead of time or they just kind of go to the line wherever the screening's taking place for that?
They just go to the table where the screening's taking place.
Why is it important for somebody to come out to this event? Again, it's coming up on the 26th from 1 to 4 at the Spitzer Center of Lorain County Community College.
I think it's important just to know what the resources are. You know, a lot, even when clients call our office, they know that they need something, but sometimes it's hard to articulate it. So if you walk around, you see the different places and go, oh, I didn't know that so-and-so offered that service. Let me check that out. Oh, I didn't know the Lorain County Office on Aging did chore service. Let me check that out. So sometimes you don't know what you need, but you know you need something. And sometimes it's even that visual of, oh, there's a resource that kind of triggers something with people.
You are relatively new to the top job. Can you, right?
Yes, to the top job, yes.
Okay. Can you give us a little background of your history with the office?
Well, I started at the Lorain County Office on Aging as an intern. I started in 2010 as an intern with the Kinship Navigator Program, and that's a program where we assist grandparents or other relatives with raising a grandchild or other relative child. You know, if the parents run into trouble, whether it be drug addiction, you know, going to prison, things like that, we help those individuals with getting legal custody and things like that. That's one of the many programs we offer. But that's where I started. And upon completion of my internship in April, the executive director at the time, we had an opening for a job and she hired me. And I started part-time, went full-time, kind of moved up a couple of positions, moved up to a supervisory role, and here I am.
Did your impression or understanding of what seniors meant change as you got involved in this organization as to what you think? Because I don't know, you know, everybody who ages doesn't think of themselves sometimes as that age. They just think, you know, they're just passing through and life and getting on. But does it seem like there's more vitality from a lot of the seniors that you see and the activities that they want to do?
Things? Absolutely. And I have to tell you, and I've been bad about this morning too, seniors is a bad word. They want it older adults, because seniors, I don't know, it just has some sort of connotation, and definitely not elderly. Right. Lord, do not say elderly. But older adults, yes, absolutely. And I really see a change with the boomer generation. They are a different breed. They're vital. They want to be active in their care. They want to be proactive. They want to be involved. It's no longer, I mean, I worked in direct service first, and I've noticed that some of my old clients, maybe 75 and older, they want me to tell them what they should do. And I got to tell you, some of my younger clients, maybe 62, 65, no, they're going to tell me what they want to have done. So I've seen a shift as far as the attitude, and I think that's great. I think that's absolutely wonderful, and people need to be actively involved in their aging, because it is their life. It is not our life, and we're just here to support you in making those decisions and providing the resources to live out your life the way you want to.
How does that impact then, as you executive director for the Lorain County Office on Aging, what you plan, what you think your mission is, and how to fulfill it based on the clients you'll have?
Well, I mean, like I said, I've seen a shift. So I think that as an aging network as a whole, we're going to have to start addressing and acknowledging this shift in the way that individuals are wanting to age in place. That's a big one. Not that it hasn't always been, but aging in place, wanting to live in their home for as long as possible. And I think that the aging network as a whole, across the country, across the state, across the county, we've got to step it up and make it easier and make the services more accessible for people to live safely in their home for longer than possible. Maybe housekeeping, you know, that's a big barrier for people. You can't push the sweeper anymore. You can't clean out your refrigerator more. You got this bigger stuff that people are just physically not able to do, but that doesn't mean that they can't live at home. So I think that as a society and as a network, we need to increase those services to those individuals.
There's entrepreneurs out there thinking of, you know, an industry or something that may have growth in it. That might be an area for that type of home care.
Most definitely.
And I suppose a lot of those folks will be also at your senior fest,
yes,
too.
Yes.
So you can kind of get an insight of the organizations that are out there, individuals as well. But it's, again, the Lorain County Office on Aging and the Lorain County Public Health having their senior fest. It's next Thursday, the 26th, from 1 to 4. Spitzer Center at the Lorain County Community College, a free event, and bring a knickknack or something, and they'll
absolutely
be able to look at it.
Absolutely.
Not too big, you know, whatever, right?
Bruce, you have a lot of these things at home that you ought to have checked out.
We've talked about
them on the air.
Right, I guess so.
Take your Spice Girl doll.
I was thinking more of, I have a Groucho Marx, I have a W.C. Fields ventriloquist dummy doll. He's without his hat, so his value may not be as much as it could be otherwise. I do have some other toys that are in a box, too. The original box, as well. But see, now, Craig, I don't think of myself in the sense like this. But maybe that is a thing about people. Of course, it's a lot about attitude, right? You see that with
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
Not so much.
You're
there.
Only as old as you feel and act.
I like that. We appreciate your time this morning. Lauren Burgess, Executive Director of Lorain County Office on Aging, for stopping in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.